There's a new movie shot in Harlem that tells the story of an African-American man just out of prison who's struggling to find his way back into the world outside. It's called Chapter and Verse, and it's the first full-length feature film from director and writer Jamal Joseph. John Kalish reports that the film's story draws heavily upon the experiences of its creators.
64-year-old Jamal Joseph teaches filmmaking at Columbia University, but he's well acquainted with the rules of the street, as is his protagonist.
They used to call me L, or Crazy L from 118th. Check these streets. Check with your crew in the joint. Find out who I am.
When Jamal Joseph was a teenager, he was a member of the Black Panthers. He did time for his participation in the group's campaign to rid Harlem of drug dealers, and later served 6 years in Leavenworth for sheltering radicals involved in the infamous 1981 Brinks robbery and murders. While he was there, Joseph earned 2 college degrees.
When I came out, I started working right away as a paralegal. And even as I was working, I felt whenever I went to my parole officer, if he had heard a rumor, got a letter, got a phone call, that I could wind up going back to jail. There's always that feeling until the day you get off parole that at any moment your parole officer could show up and put handcuffs on you.
His protagonist, Lance, is threatened with much the same thing when his parole officer tells him to show up for a new job.
A food pantry. Come on, Mr. Morris. They had me working in a mess hall in a joint for 8 years.
Then you should be good to go.
I got 2 computer certificates.
Filmmaker Jamal Joseph became interested in playwriting when he was incarcerated and has seen several of his works produced. He's also made short dramas for cable TV and managed to recruit a cast of prominent Black and Latino actors for Chapter and Verse. They include Loretta Devine, who starred in Dreamgirls on Broadway, Omari Hardwick, star of the cable drama Power, and Selenice LeVay, who's in Orange is the New Black. The star of Chapter and Verse is veteran stage actor Daniel Beatty, who co-wrote the screenplay.
My father has been in and out of prison 60 times, 6-0, over the course of my life. He was a heroin addict and also a dealer and committed a variety of crimes. Older brother addicted to crack cocaine, also in and out of prison.
His character does his best to stay out of prison. In addition to the food pantry job, he launches his own business repairing computers in the back of his friend's barbershop.
I don't have a workshop.
Use the back storeroom. Just clean it out.
I need some more tools and a slave computer.
Both Beatty and Jamal Joseph live in Harlem, which, like just about every other New York City neighborhood, has been gentrified in recent years. But Joseph still sees the old Harlem.
In the building where I raised my sons, of the Black and Latino boys who were born around the same time, in this building, 3 are dead. 3 went to prison. 4 did go to college, 2 of those being my sons.
Joseph's street-level sense of reality keeps the film from lapsing into clichés, says filmmaker Warrington Hudlin. Hudlin's also the head of the Black Filmmaker Foundation and has followed Joseph's career since he got out.
I think Jamal, unlike people from the outside who commercialize and monetize Black life, Jamal comes forward with tremendous insight and sensitivity. It's very important to not only focus on the tensions and difficulties of Black life, but also the joy, triumph, and artistic expression of Black life. And so that's why I think he gets it right.
Hudlin calls Chapter and Verse a story Americans urgently need to hear. It's a sentiment actor Daniel Beatty shares.
There is this horrific statistic that 1 in 3 Black boys will spend time in prison. And I think it's important to have narratives like Chapter and Verse where we actually spend time with one of these men. Because I think if we are able to truly understand and have compassion for this man, we will hopefully care more about creating a system and a society where there's more opportunity so that people like Lance don't end up in the prison system.
That's why Beatty and Jamal Joseph made the film.
The right to reclaim one's life and have a second chance, whether that reclamation is from illness, from drug recovery, or from prison, is a human right, not just a civil right.
Jamal Joseph's next project is a feature film about his experiences as a high school honor student who joined the Black Panthers. For NPR News, I'm John Kalish in New York.